back to old school with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. Quick segment, then we're going to get at the top of the hour. We'll talk a little Husker football because I think it's interesting. I want to give you some more insight on Coach Butler. I don't know much, but I know his type of coach. But we also, for the text line, we want you to text in who your NFL teams are so we can read how much they were sold for recently. Isn't that it, Austin? Most recent, or when they were sold? Because obviously the
some of these are recent, some of these
obviously
are not.
obviously the Commanders was $6.05 billion, so that's a that's a big come up for Mr. Daniel Snyder. But there's some out there that was they were purchased for minimal. You could literally go to the ATM and buy an NFL team at that point in time. But you know, looking, you know, Austin, whether it's NFL or college, you know, I think football is football, coaching is coaching. And, you know, people, you know, as much as people say, oh, he's coming from the NFL, can he adjust to college? Look, he wants to come here. He knows he's going to have to recruit. He knows it's going to be different.
The college game he's coming back to is not the college game that he liked.
No, but I also think the NFL game that he went to is not the NFL game that he's leaving.
True.
So it's a little bit more of a bridge now because they run NFL concepts. You got a lot of knuckleheads that come from three or four different colleges that are in the NFL, so you know what it's like with these kids in NIL. These rookies that are coming in, and the only reason is here from Buffalo's perspective, they had Tre'Davious White, who was out for 2 years in a row, and so they've kind of had a revolving door. You know, you had Wallace, who was a really good player. So he's had to really make something out of nothing, but that what more importantly is, he's had a, in my opinion, besides, you know, you had really veteran.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
You had a veteran-led group in the safety department for Buffalo, but really young corners. So for me, I feel like he has a little bit more experience than the naked eye would give him dealing with younger players. Now, he hadn't had to recruit because generally the player is drafted or, you know, you guys come to, you know, you get him in free agency. But I think if you're passionate about it, you have to recruit NFL players as well. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to recruit these guys in that locker room. And I will say this from NFL experience. If you're a coach and the players don't trust you, that means you haven't been able to recruit those players. And all the players seem like they had trust.
Do we underrate the importance of the position coach in NFL free agency?
I think it just gets glossed over. Mm. I will tell you this. Julian Peterson, who was a linebacker from Michigan State, first round pick, San Francisco 49ers, didn't sign back there because he said Mike Singletary's group work was too hard. It said it took years off his body. And let me tell you something, Mike Singletary's group work was hard every day.
For 3 hours.
It was about 45 minutes and we ran every day. But yeah, it does. I mean, there's some coaches, that are known for it. I mean, if you're offensive lineman and you're a free agency, you're going to go see Bill Callahan. You want to go there, he's going to get the best out of you. You're going to be on a good offensive line too. So anyways, quick break here, quick segment, top of the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to dive into these NFL teams, man. I've been sitting on this since last week. And then we had Greg Smith on and then we weren't able to get to it before 4th of July. So we're going to get into these NFL teams and how much they were originally sold for or the last time they were for sale or bought. These numbers are crazy. So Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, old school. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.